So, we just heard the story about Zechariah and how he couldn't speak for ages because he doubted what the angel had told him about having a baby, because his wife Elizabeth was really old, wasn't she? And we've just heard how he was absolutely adamant he had to be called John. Do you know how we chose your names?
No.
I'm not sure either. I think we were just a bit tired. Have you got middle names?
No.
No, I think we ran out of puff. But I do like your names. I think we did choose your names. But I don't. Do you know that back then, names were super important, like so much more important than today? And so it was a bit weird to call him John when his dad was called Zechariah. He could have been called, should have been called like Mini Zach or something.
Yeah.
But why do you think they called him John?
Maybe to symbolise, like, how God has helped them have a child.
Yeah, so it must mean something sort of different. Oh, Finley, go on.
And maybe to symbolise that he's different from everyone and means he's special.
Yeah, and that's what everyone started chatting about. It actually started a bit of a family feud, I think, but calling him John, everyone, it got everyone talking, didn't it? And do you know what John means?
No.
It means, you know, Fraser?
No.
Gift from God, or God's gracious gift. I think it's a lovely thing, isn't it, that it's another thing in the Christmas story that reminds us that John and Jesus, they're all a gift to us. And there are other verses, aren't there, that say he was the person who was going to prepare the way for Jesus. Really important baby, and good to get everyone talking about him with his slightly oddly chosen name that God had given him.
Yeah.
God gave all sorts of people different names, didn't he? He turned Abraham to Abraham and Saul to Paul. And it's almost like it symbolises a change. So I shall call him John. God's giving him a special name. Isn't that amazing? And how lovely to be called something that says you're a gift from God. And of course, Jesus had some different names as well, didn't he?
Yeah, like on our advent candle.
Do you want to read some of them out?
Yeah. The Messiah, Emmanuel, Redeemer, the Rock, Son of God, Counselor, and Jesus.
Very good. Fraser, have you got a favourite?
Yeah, probably the Prince of Peace. Mainly because lots of people thought Jesus was come as a warrior to like save us all from like all our enemies, but actually he came to make peace and love, which I find amazing.
Yeah, very good. Great names then.
Yeah.